You're listening to SBS News.
An Iranian refugee and psychologist, Reza Rastami, understands the challenges and emotional impacts of fleeing to a foreign country for a safer life. After arriving in Australia by boat from Indonesia in 2013, he and his family still face an uncertain future with no pathway to permanent residency.
Living in limbo is very bad. 10 years experiencing torture, mentally, anxiety, depression.
Mr. Rastami, his wife and their two daughters are among the 19,000 people in Australia on the Temporary Protection Program. While they can work and study, they're barred from any government support.
The oldest, my daughter, has a more problem for access to higher education because she cannot go straight away to university. I have to pay at the moment with the temporary visa as an international student. Thousands and thousands of dollars have to pay to university for as an international student. That's a big problem for myself and the other asylum seeker family.
Mr. Rastami was recently accepted by the University of New South Wales for a PhD and says he's passionate about helping his children and other young refugees feel more included in Australian society and get equal opportunities. He's calling on the government to urgently enact its pledge to grant permanent visas to those stuck in the Temporary Protection Program.
Please hurry up for change TPV to permanent because hundreds, thousand child and asylum seeker waiting for this decision.
The Labor government has said it's committed to implementing its election policies but is yet to announce when the refugee visa scheme will be changed. Paul Power is the Chief Executive of the Refugee Council of Australia.
We hope that within coming months the new government will be able to act on that promise. But certainly the knowledge that a new government that is prepared to provide permanent protection for refugees in that situation, that just the knowledge of that has made a huge difference to people's state of well-being.
Australia has welcomed more than 900,000 refugees over the past 75 years. National Director of Australia for UNHCR, Naomi Steer, says their humanitarian and economic contributions to the nation should be celebrated, particularly on World Refugee Day.
Refugees bring a lot to the Australian community, and I think if you look around you can see refugees in every walk of life, in business, in science, in sports, in the media, in the arts. By their very nature, they're survivors, they're courageous and they're resilient. And so therefore it's not surprising that you see a lot of refugees setting up their own businesses. They're incredibly entrepreneurial.
Hamid Alahayari also fled Iran and arrived in Australia almost a decade ago. He now runs a not-for-profit Persian cooking school in Melbourne, empowering other refugees and new migrants to find employment.
I'm one of those people. I ran away. I took the boat way. I came to a detention center. I was in Christmas Island. I felt all of those situations. And I feel what these people want. And as a human, I feel like what I received the support before, I can now give it back to the community in this way.
He hopes by supporting people in need, others will be inspired to do the same. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.